as we get into the second piece of our Training for Life series. I'm a little bit excited about this one because I know I need it, and I think you'll probably agree you could use a little bit of this too. As you open to the book of 2 Timothy, you realize that what the Apostle Paul is doing is giving a little bit of a coaching speech, a pep talk, so direction to Timothy, his disciple, as he was facing all the challenges of that time. And when you read those coachings, those trainings, you realize that's very relevant for our time, for our lives. So if you have a Bible with you there, you could turn to the book of 2 Timothy. We'll be in chapter 2 today. And a little bit of setup for those of you who may not have been here last week for the introduction. We talked about different kinds of training, and I showed you this image of different ways people are trained. We talked about discipleship and the idea that Jesus used all these different methods of training to instruct his disciples. Sometimes he was teaching them, sometimes he was showing them something, sometimes he was walking next to them, sometimes he was releasing them to go sort of experiment and then come back and report. Jesus did all of this so that they could be trained to carry on the life and purpose of the gospel in the world that would come, and we're so thankful he trained them that way because that has resulted in all of us being here today. Centuries later, training the next disciple, and we pray that that will keep passing on through generations. So when you think about training as a concept, this is a definition to sort of help us get in this intentional mindset. If we're going to train as a disciple of Jesus, if we're going to train for life as God intended it, we have to do that on purpose. It won't happen accidentally to you, and it won't be something sort of magical like, oh, I'll put that off until later when I'm a little bit less busy or I'm a little bit older or I have my ducks in a row, and then one day I'll wake up and I'll be able to do all this. No, every day you wait makes it harder to start the next day. Training is a lifelong pursuit. So we would say it this way: training is the intentional, systematic process of developing skills, knowledge, ability, character, fitness through instruction and example, practice, discipline, and repetition. It aims to build a competence, grow capacity, achieve specific goals. So if you're training to be a runner, you've got to build capacity. If you're training to lift weights, you've got to build capacity. If you're training to do some sort of a skill, like be a scientist, you have to build some sort of competency in your life so that you can get to the goals that you've set. Now, as a church family, we talk about this frequently, that the ways we engage together that help us become disciples of Jesus can basically be summarized in these three exercises or these three reps. If we were all training out on the track, we'd say we need to do rep after rep after rep to get better and better at following Jesus. And the three reps we run here is worship together, that's what we're doing right now, group together, that'd be small groups, life stage ministries, Bible studies, and then volunteering together, where we throw in our lot and we serve together. And if you'll cultivate those habits in your life on a regular basis, usually a weekly basis, you will grow as a disciple. If you're missing one of those pictures, one of those pieces, you'll ultimately be missing something really important in your life. So the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Timothy from prison. That picture isn't depicting Timothy exactly. It's somebody helping him write, and then that guy has to deliver it to Timothy, who's in the city of Ephesus. Paul and Timothy are both facing persecution. Paul's already in prison for it. Timothy's under threat for it. And so in that moment, I mean, Timothy needed to have courage. He needed to have strength. And that's what we're going to be looking at today specifically. Last week, we talked about why we need courage to live the Christian life. Today, we'll talk about the strength that God provides for that. Both the strength of will that we have to cultivate, the desire, the grit to do it, and then the strength that God gives us by his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, where you would say, I don't think I have enough strength to do the right thing. I've already tried in my own power. I keep failing. That's where we lean on God. So we'll learn a little bit about that today as we dive in. All right, so 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll go to verse 1 and read the first 13 verses here together, and then we'll go back and walk through it a little bit more slowly. So, Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. Hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering. And I have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. Okay, so this rally cry for Timothy. Timothy, don't give up. Be strong. Be like a soldier. Be like an athlete. Be like a farmer. Work hard and recognize in the moment of discouragement, you're living the gospel life just like me. Paul's writing, he's saying, I'm in prison for this. And I think about the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. I think about the faithfulness of God. I think about the purpose of life, the meaning of the gospel, and that gives me courage. It gives me strength. And Timothy, it needs to do the same for you. So we're going to walk it through a little bit. And I was thinking about how strength training is a particular type of exercise, right? It involves making your muscles work against external force or some sort of resistance. So that's weightlifting. That's, you know, doing push-ups is a form of strength training. So out of curiosity, this is a chance for all of you workout buffs. You get to actually get some glory here. Does anybody out there do strength training more than 3 times a week? You should be proud of it. It's true, right? That's awesome. Okay. Now, everybody else who didn't raise your hand, you don't get to be proud of much here, right? But for those of you who do it, all right, I saw a couple hands out there, people doing training. What are you hoping to achieve? Like, are you doing strength training because it's just really a fun thing to do to wake up early in the morning and do strength training? I mean, maybe your body gets used to it. You kind of want to exercise. I get that. That makes sense. But if you were just doing whatever you felt like doing every day, would you really get up and do all that? Would you really add more weight to the bar tomorrow than you had yet? Would you really keep pushing it? Now, something's motivating you, right? It's not just the experience like, oh, this is lots of fun. There's a reason why you would push. There's a reason why you would groan. There's a reason why you'd endure some pain in order to get to the other side. Now, I look at spiritual strength training in much the same way. That if you just sort of do what comes naturally, just do what sort of feels good to you, you probably will never build capacity and you really won't grow beyond the place you're sitting right now spiritually. But if you're willing to push it, if you're willing to move forward, if you're willing to go a little bit faster, add a little bit more weight, come up against a little bit more resistance, you will grow in your faith. So today we want to talk about what that looks like. Timothy was facing persecution. We talked about this last week, that under the Emperor Nero, who was crazy and who was trying to extinguish Christianity during the early 60s AD, Nero was creating this scenario for Christians where they were either afraid or they had to stand in courage, but you really couldn't be wishy-washy. You couldn't get away with just sort of being a cultural Christian. You were either all the way in and facing persecution, or you put up your hands and you say, I'm out, I'm not doing this. So Timothy, the challenge for him as a pastor in the church of Ephesus was to, first of all, have courage himself, and then to try to infuse that courage into a scared congregation, people that were afraid for their lives. So Timothy, what's the coaching for Timothy? Verse 1, Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. So thinking about how there's two pieces to this puzzle, that there's a command to Timothy to be strong. And to me, that sounds like grit, right? Sounds like there is a moment, and you know what it feels like. It's when you choose to do something that your body or your mind does not want to do. It would be easier to shrink back. It would be easier to not do that thing or not run that extra lap. But you have grit and you lean into it and you say, it doesn't matter how I feel, I'm going anyway. Okay, so Timothy, you've got to do that. You've got to be strong. But your strength isn't going to be sufficient. So through what power do you exercise the strength? Well, it says through the grace of God. So you have to receive grace so that God can give you power.
I've heard it said that grace is the favor of God. It's the desire and power to obey that he gives you. So you say, Lord, I kind of wish my life was different, but I don't feel like I can change much. I feel like I've already given my best and I've come up short. And God gives you grace. He gives you the power you don't have to be able to push through. So for Timothy, he needs both grit and he needs grace if he's going to make it. Okay, the next verse says, you've heard me teach these things, or things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Like Timothy, in your moment of doubt and fear, I just want you to think back. You know this stuff is right. You've seen it lived out. You've heard it from me. You've seen it confirmed by many witnesses. And so set aside your doubts, and instead of that, I want you to train others. I want you to keep multiplying, even when it might be easier to keep quiet. So then, in the next few verses, I love these three illustrations that Paul lays out right in a row, verses 3 through 5. Three things. He talks about soldiers, talks about athletes, and talks about farmers. And all three of those characters need a certain type of grit. They need a certain kind of strength in their life, or they can't succeed at what they do. Okay, so let's break it down. Let's look at the text again here. And first, he speaks to soldiers. He says in verse 3, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. If you're a soldier on a battlefield, are you enjoying your time there? Is that hanging out at the beach? Well, certainly not, right? If you're really in the heat of battle, that's suffering. That requires courage. It requires grit, motivation. You've got to keep pushing way beyond what your natural instincts would tell you to do. So he says, Timothy, here we are. We're in the spiritual battle. You have to endure suffering with me like you're a soldier. And we've got to keep pushing it. He says, soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. The one thing that we would want, I mean, you think about we've got soldiers out on the battlefield even today. What we want them to do is focus on their mission, right? You don't want somebody flying an F-35 and just, you know, getting notifications on their phone like, oh, wow, you know, I want to see what my friends are doing on Instagram. No, you want them focused, right? They can't get involved in the affairs of civilian life if they're in the battle. And that's you and I. Spiritually, when you think about your mission in life, your purpose in God, say, Lord, I want to focus. I'm a soldier. I'm enduring these challenges. I can't get tied in with civilian life and have my day-to-day life can't just be about this world. I have to be thinking about my eternal calling, my eternal purpose. Okay, then he talks about athletes. He says, athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. That is, it's not just a matter of training. You have to be submitted. You have to be able to run in the lines. You have to do what you're called to do if you're going to win. And then you've got farmers. He said the hardworking farmer should be the first to enjoy his crop. And you think about farming takes strength. It also takes patience, takes some wisdom. And over time, if you're a farmer, you cultivate these values that are not necessarily what everybody, a lot of people want things instantly. A lot of people would rather not have to work and wait. But if you're a farmer, you know what it means to work and then wait. And as a Christian believer, if you're going to be a disciple, if you're going to walk forward with grit and grace, you have to be willing to work and wait. Okay, so think about summarizing the character qualities that he's calling Timothy to that certainly come to us as well as challenges, going, if we're going to have the spiritual strength training in our lives, we need endurance, focus, obedience, and hard work. And the more I think about those four words, just look at them for a second, the more I think about so much of the effort in my life, personally, revolves around trying to avoid those four things. Are you with me on that? You think about, like, those are the four things that I am tempted to absolutely not have to do. So all the technology that's in front of me tempts me to not do those four things. Just my own flesh, my own laziness tempts me not to do those four things. The pull of the world around us, the status quo, the keep doing what you've been doing, it all pulls us not to do those things. But if you want to be a soldier, if you want to be an athlete, if you want to be the farmer that gets the crop for Christ, those are the four qualities you have to cultivate, which means you're going very countercultural as you do it. And when I see those four things, I think about the athlete who's waking up extra early or staying extra late to push it. I think about the soldier who's going through the next level of training. I think about the farmer who's willing to work harder than most people are willing to work because they have this goal in mind that's more important to them than just their own comfort. Say, okay, if that's what I need to cultivate to be a soldier, to be strong, I am going to need God's grace. You go back to the first verse. Be strong would be saying, okay, Dan, or your name, time to endure, time to focus, time to obey, time to put in the hard work. And you might just charge off the starting line there and say, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. And what happens to every single one of us is we immediately run into our own weakness, right? Our own inability. And we say, oh, man, I don't know if I can keep running this race. I don't know if I can win this battle. That's when you need God's grace, where you look up to heaven and you say, God, I can't do this on my own. I need you. So be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. Okay, so let's walk it through. There's something really exciting at the end of this text that your first few read-throughs, I think it's kind of easy to miss. But the spiritual strength training is going to build capacity for faithfulness and my ability to multiply the gospel. So if the goal for Timothy is to stay faithful in the work, keep multiplying, keep training the next witness who can train the next witness, don't give up your faith. The more I do this spiritual strength training, the more my capacity is to handle all of that. And so right now in your Christian life, there's probably a next step for you that feels hard. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All of us have that. There's a next level. But here's the thing, if you're willing to face that with endurance and focus and obedience and hard work, guess what will happen to that very hard thing that's in front of you? You'll end up accomplishing it by the grace of God. And you'll look back and you'll think, you know, that wasn't so hard after all. It wasn't that it wasn't actually hard, it's that you built capacity, you built competency that makes that now possible for you, and then you're ready for the next thing that requires the next level of strength. And so just like strength training, you don't give up where you are. You don't look at the person lifting the heavy weight and say, I could never do that. No, you could do that. It's just going to take some time. It's going to take some patience, some endurance, some focus. Okay, so more strength equals more opportunity, which to me is sort of the vision of why would we pursue this strong spiritual life. It's because we don't want to be weak in our faith, of course, but the stronger you get, the more opportunity you get. The stronger you are spiritually, the more opportunity you have to fulfill the mission that God has for you. So you might look up to heaven and say, Lord, I want my life to count. I want to do something important. And I think God would want to answer that prayer for every one of us. What we have to do is not go out and seek the thing that's really important, like I want to go do something glorious. The thing we have to do is get stronger. Be strong, stay focused, stay obedient, keep doing the hard work, and God will bless you with the opportunity. The stronger you are, the stronger of a tool you are in God's hands that he can use to do his will. Now, for the exciting part that I think is fascinating, the goal of all of this, the reminder that Paul offers Timothy about what it is we actually believe in and how that motivates us to keep pushing forward, is in verses 8 through 13. Okay, so look at that for a minute here. He says, always remember Jesus Christ. Always remember that he, the descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. Like in the moment of maximum discouragement, when you're really afraid, just recalculate and go, you know what? The central premise of my faith is that Jesus is alive. Jesus rose from the dead. So what can someone do to me? If Jesus is on my side, I have nothing to fear. I'm serving someone who beat death. So that should give you some courage. He said, that's why I'm suffering. I'm suffering because I believe that, and I'm willing to. And he said, don't worry. The gospel is not chained. Verse 10, he says, I'm willing to endure everything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. Like to the next person who can respond to God in faith, it's worth it for me to endure something. It's worth it for me to suffer a little bit. When I think about the big picture, the eternal mission I'm a part of, all these sufferings are well worth it. Then we get to this section, which if you're looking at a Bible right now, you notice it's set up a little bit like a poem. Okay, so this would have been an early church. You might even think of it like a little hymn or a little saying. motto, a rally cry, something that people could have repeated back to one another. Maybe a challenge, right? Like sometimes we'll do a reading where we'll say the speaker reads one line and the audience replies with the other line. You can almost see that here in this text where he says, remember this trustworthy saying, if we die with him, we will also live with him. Like that's a motto, it's a rallying cry. If we endure hardship, like if you can make it, you're going to reign with him. And it's going to be amazing. If we deny him, like here's the warning, he'll deny us. Like in the moment when persecution comes, don't throw up your hands and say, well, I give up, Jesus. No, in that moment, be strong. He says, if you are unfaithful, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. That is, even in the moment of your weakness, in the moment when you falter, when you trip, Jesus is there, still faithful. He won't change. So I think about those mottos, and I think about strength training, and I know for those of you who go to the gym, I've been kind of an on again, off again guy when it comes to gym workouts. Right now, proud to say, at least for the last like week, I'm on, all right, doing it. So yeah, right, not, you know, clap like 2 years from now if I'm still doing it, right? So, we'll get one step at a time, one day at a time, keep enduring, right? So people wear motivational t-shirts at the gym, right? You've seen these. So one of my favorites, no pain, no gain. I think that's like that rally cry, like in the moment when you just say, I would rather not push this weight one more time, it hurts. Well, no pain, no gain. Here's another going on. Good things come to those who sweat. So keep pushing it. Run a little bit more. My least favorite machine right now, which is means it's probably the best one for me to do, is the stair stepper that's like literal stairs. Not the gliding one that's easy, but the one that the stairs actually appear in front of you and you have to keep climbing them. I hate that thing. So I do get on it, and I'll sit there and I'll go, okay, I just did 2 minutes. Like that's more than I used to do. I could just call it even. What if, could I get to 2:30? Okay, I'm already at 2:30. Could I get to 3 minutes? Like just keep pushing, right? Because it's like this thought, if I just sweat a little bit, it'll be worth it in the end. Pain is weakness leaving your body. I've seen that one a few times. I don't know if I totally buy it, but, you know, it's a thought. Here's the one I think is probably the most accurate, which is trust the process. Today, you're not going to feel stronger if you go and do strength training. You might feel weaker if you do it today. If you do it the next day, the next day, the next day, and you alternate the, you know, whatever the right way to do this is, but if you trust the process, eventually you're going to see the results. So I was thinking about these little phrases that the early church, that they were supposed to be saying to one another, like if we die with him, it's worth it because we're going to live with him. Thinking it's a little bit like those mottos. So I thought, I wonder what it would look like if we could give Timothy some t-shirts, some motivational t-shirts. So one thing led to another, and I came up with a few samples, all right? So you guys tell me if you think these would be good for give to Timothy here. We're gonna get buff, we're going to get strong, and we're going to remind you, we've got to live this life, even if it takes death to get there, right? Or I think about the fact that denial is not an option. Man, we can't deny Jesus, especially in the moment of maximum pressure. That's when we need him the most. Don't say no to him. Say yes to him. Embrace it. Embrace the suffering. Endure it. This is my favorite one. I think, wow, I might be onto something here. Train to reign. That's what we're going to do. We get to reign with Jesus. We're looking forward to glory and heaven. And so that's why we're training hard here on earth and doing what it takes spiritually to grow. So these four words that just wow, everything in my own self doesn't really want to do. And it would be so easy to look at these four words and say, you know what? That looks like a great game plan for tomorrow. But not right now. Right now, I'm just too tired. Right now, I deserve a nap. Right now, I deserve a little extra chips and salsa or something. But someday, I'll get there. You know what? If we want to be strong in the grace of Christ, I believe the day to begin that strength training is today, not tomorrow. Now, when we're faithless, he's still faithful. When we fail, he's still there to pick us up. I'm so grateful for that grace because there are days when I trip up and fall, just like you, And those are the days that we look up to heaven and we say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your mercy. I need another chance because I don't want to give up running this important race. So, challenge for this week. Read 2 Timothy 2 for yourself and pray over these themes. Pray that you would be like the soldier, like the athlete, like the farmer. And then remind yourself of what it is you believe and what it is you're striving for, the future you have in Christ, and be strong. Take courage in that. All right, we're going to pray, and then I'll give some direction for the next part of our time together. Jesus, thank you so much for walking this road first. Lord, you endured hardship. You went all the way to the cross for us, and we're grateful for that, not just because of what it means for our forgiveness, but also, Lord, that you set the example that it is possible to walk in righteousness in this world. It is possible to be controlled by the Holy Spirit instead of by our passions. It's possible to do what is right. Lord, we want to be people who follow you. We want to live that way. Would you give all of us courage, like we talked about last week, to make the decisions we need to make? And Lord, today I pray that you'd give us strength. And for those who are weak, would you help us to be willing to do strength training, to increase our focus, to grit a little bit, Lord, in order to end up in a place where we can be used by you. We believe that your word teaches, I believe your word teaches, that more strength does equal more opportunity. We want to live in that equation. So, Lord, today I pray that all of us could take a next step to being the strong, faithful, committed disciples that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen.